Kia ora, this is your Wātea English News. Labour's spokesperson for Cyclone Recovery and the MP for Te Ikaroa Rāwhiti says Māori in her electorate are renowned for soldiering on through some horrific weather extremes in the past couple of years. Te Tai Rāwhiti and Ikaroa's Hawke's Bay and Wairoa saw devastation to homes and infrastructure reaching into the billions of dollars, and Māori acknowledged as suffering the worst effects. Kushla Tangari Manuel says while she's very proud of the stoicism of Te Tai Rāwhiti people, it's time to start speaking up for themselves.
We're always going to be resilient, we're always going to recover, but we actually have to stop saying as a region that we're okay. Because we weren't okay, like in terms of infrastructure, we weren't okay before the cyclone. And, you know, if we don't make noise, we're not going to get investment.
Kushla Tangari Manuel says it's good the region is getting $36 million, but there is nothing specific for Māori, who are the hardest hit but most vulnerable, and that isn't good enough. The fast fix for Highway 25A across the Coromandel Peninsula could have lessons which can help Māori business. Dale Stevens, the Director of Māori Partnerships with Trade and Enterprise, says reopening the road between Kopu and Hikuai in time for the Christmas holiday season has boosted the region's GDP by $86 million so far this year. He says New Zealand has a poor record for planning and delivering major infrastructure in a timely manner.
These are really important to our local economy and for our whānau because so many of our whānau enterprises are based in regions for which that main road in is hugely crucial. And so I hope that the lesson from State Highway 25A has well and truly been learned because it's absolutely vital to our people.
Dale Stevens. Three of four distinctly Māori-designed tourism cultural centres along the South Island's west coast, featuring impressive media and very lifelike artworks by the world-famous Weta Workshop, have opened their doors to the public and are already thrilling visitors and boosting local economies. The Pounamu Pathway Chief Executive Toko Kapia says telling the stories of the importance of Pounamu Greenstone to Māori history has been a dream for Pōtini Ngāi Tahu people for decades. He says the aim was also to transform tourism on the west coast, and that's already started to happen.
The local rūnanga are picking up all of the frontline administration and operation of the businesses. So it's really positive, and again, it just highlights the employment opportunities for the coast. We have 14 staff in Mātera alone, full-time and part-time.
Toko Kapia says opportunities for regional tourism operators and accommodation providers are also growing, and they were pleased the Regional Development Minister Shane Jones promised his continuing support when he officially opened the venture last week. And that is your Wātea English News for this hour. Toodle!